This is RN, and these are the sounds of bone-shattering violence.
No, don't hit me. Oh, terrible. Nigel Bolton is responsible for displays of violence right around the world. He's brought violence to New York at the New York City Ballet and the Metropolitan Opera, to name a couple of venues. He's been behind rough house antics in Australia too, at the Bell Shakespeare Company, for example, and the Biffo in the Australian Ballet's production of Spartacus. Yes, indeed, Nigel is a fight director, and he joined us now. G'day, Nigel.
G'day, Michael. How are you?
I'm all right. How does a person become a fight director?
Look, I've spent my life training in martial arts, and you know that's obviously how I originally got into it. That was my pathway through that, and then I went to drama school, and as part of the movement program I studied stage combat, and I found I had an interest in that training.
Did you get into fights when you were young? Were you the sort of kid who would have a schoolyard scrap?
Look, I spent a long time in the security industry, and I put myself through university doing door work at clubs. So, yeah, I certainly have been exposed to a lot of violence in my life. I wouldn't say that I was a violent person at all. I'm much more of a pacifist. My demeanour and my approach is to always try and de-escalate situations rather than go the other way.
Nevertheless, you did decide to earn your living with a number pinned to your suit.
Yeah, and I did. And I got to say, it's been an invaluable experience for me, because I think it brings a quality and a knowledge and a depth to my work and my understanding of violence and violent situations and violent tendencies that, you know, perhaps a lot of other people don't have. So, you know, however it sounds, it's actually been a kind of a great body of knowledge that underpins my work.
So if you're directing, I mean, what'll we take? Let's take a sword fight from Romeo and Juliet. What are you looking for? How do you think your way into the task? Okay, someone said, Nigel, work out a routine for this fight. What are the elements that we have to build into this scene?
Well, I guess for me there's probably two components to it. The elements are the dramaturgical elements, the storytelling elements of that scene. You know, what are the characters trying to get? What is facilitating this violence? Why has this violence happened? And how does this violence, you know, serve the plot? So all of those questions sort of shape the overall scope of the work. And then, you know, I have to deal with the skill of the performer. You know, what's the skill level of the performer? What access do I have to the performer to train them? What time do I have? And then what is the weapon system that we're using? What sort of swords are we using? Because, you know, there's a myriad of different swords and sword systems and sword styles. So I guess all of those things kind of Tetris together to create the end product.
Let's talk about the story element first, because I take it that a fight has to be a little story, and that, you know, presumably you're looking for a way in which you can have the tide of the battle turn in one person's favour and then in another person's favour, and we think, oh no, the hero's down, it looks like he's done for, but he rallies or he finds a weapon under a carpet or something. You are trying to construct a kind of narrative journey, I presume.
Always. The big part of my work is to try and make that work fit seamlessly into the greater narrative. Of course, there are always exceptions, but, you know, that's the general rule. You're telling a story. The reason that these people are in, you know, have got to a point of conflict to such a level that they are striking each other is, you know, generally because words have failed them at that point, and they're resorting to base instincts. And so you need to be able to find a way to articulate that story. And then, you know, and obviously within the superstructure of the choreography, it has its own elements. It has its own inciting beats, turning points and climactic moments with inside that, in order for it to be hopefully either exhilarating to watch or have some kind of visceral effect on the audience watching it.
Why do we like watching fights? I mean, it's a very cruel form of entertainment if you come at it afresh.
Yeah, it is. I mean, but I guess it taps into base instinct in a way, you know. It hopefully most people that watch violence don't have first-hand experience of it. So, you know, maybe in a way it satisfies that part of the human psyche. But also I think, you know, people appreciate, and this is where style and stylization comes into it. People appreciate the skill that goes into it, I believe. To see people wield a sword with such speed and dexterity, it's really impressive. To see people kick and jump and punch and block and do complex moves, it's really exciting to see, I think. And I think generally people can appreciate the level of training and skill that goes into that kind of work and into the execution of it.
Now, Nigel, you choreographed, I guess that's the word, fight scenes for the Australian Ballet's Spartacus, which I guess brings in a whole new level of difficulty because the fight has to seem dangerous, but it also has to be balletic.
Yeah, it's been an absolutely wonderful process. Lucas and I, Lucas Jarvis, the choreographer, and I, we started talking about this project early last year, and we got the dancers in to do some pre-production training. And I think that was, you know, a really important component to the work because it allowed us to sort of it allowed Lucas and I to start to explore what that physical language could be, but it also gave me the opportunity to start to impart some, you know, very important skills and concepts onto the dancers. The dancers already have a really strong physical language, obviously in classical ballet, and so to kind of to try and complement that and in a way, when necessary, subvert it for other reasons, you know, is really important. So they needed time to be able to absorb that information onto their bodies. So that was great. And then, you know, then when we came to the rehearsal process, it was a very collaborative process between Lucas and myself and the dancers as we shaped this work and we, you know, we moved it in and out of moments of abstraction and stylization into moments of muscular frenzied combat. So I think artistically it's been incredibly fulfilling process and the dancers have really, really embraced the work.
So the dancers were up for it?
Oh, yeah.
Were they?
Yeah. Oh, totally. Yeah, they've just been wonderful to work with. Yeah, from the word go, they've embraced it. I think it's because, you know, the blueprint of the work has really been in empty hand concepts and wrestling and those kind of close quarter combative work, but particularly wrestling. So it's very tactile and you know, very visceral for them. They can feel it on their bodies. They can feel immediately what works and what doesn't work. When you're talking about principles, you can test it out. They can test it out on each other. And so, you know, so that biofeedback is immediate for them. And so it helps them to drop it in on their bodies a lot more as opposed to something like sword fighting, you know, which for all intents and purposes is counterintuitive for people of our day and age. It requires a development of very specific fine motor skills. So it's actually a very different process to try and drop that physical language in on a performer.
Nigel, I've always thought that a good rule with violence on stage or in a movie is that the human consequences of the violence need to be present. So what was sort of objectionable in the end about old-fashioned Westerns is that someone would ride down the main street of, you know, Gulch City and just blow people off the top of the bank and they go, ah, and fall down and you wouldn't even think about them again. But, of course, they'd just broken their back had been paralysed forever. I do like to see what violence actually means rather than just think, oh, wow, another guy just exploded.
I totally agree, and it's something I talk about quite a lot with performers when I'm doing this kind of work is there are repercussions to the actions that you do. And, you know, sometimes it's more interesting to explore the repercussions of those actions than it is to actually explore the violence itself. A play like Romeo and Juliet is a beautiful example of that where, you know, the repercussions of each of those major violent incidences just keep propelling the plot forward. And it does leave an emotional trace in those characters throughout the play. And you do need to chart that. You do need to understand and chart that because it does lead to the end result. All of those incidences lead to an end result. To the end result.
Yeah, the play's no good if you think how exciting the sword fight. You've got to think, oh, no, these guys, you know, they're doing the equivalent of hooning around in fast cars and not worrying about the cost of this sort of flash behaviour in the street, because they're actually destroying lives by doing this.
Yeah, and they're young and they aren't fully understand the consequences. Yep. They don't understand the consequences until it happens, and then, you know, and then they're left to deal with it, you know, after the fact. And I think that's representative of a lot of violence, you know. It's pretty rare that, you know, people think about the consequences of violence before they do it. It's usually, like I was saying before, it's a result of, you know, words failing. You've run out of the ability to articulate yourself, and so you resort to violence. And then after that violence has taken place, then, you know, then you have time to reflect on the consequences of that action. But, you know, if you had time to reflect on it before, you probably wouldn't do it.
Well, with the concept that fight directing is a reflective profession, we might bring matters to a close. Nigel, thank you so much for joining us on the show. It's been great to talk to you.
You too, Michael. Thank you very much for having me.
And Nigel Poulton is a fight director. He's been giving us some pointers on how to make the biffo hit home on RN. You're on stage with Michael Cathcart.